Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Joel Skousen with us. Joel, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Dr. Stan, as always.
Well, what's going on? I see the price of gold is skyrocketing. I mean, here it's up $15 in a couple of days. You don't see a move like that. Silver is skyrocketing. Obviously, something big is in the offing. This is a barometer that many times foretells other things that are about to happen. And whether it's, the dollar instability or coming war with Iran, obviously something, if we're on the verge of something. Do you have that feeling?
Well, I do, not because of the gold movement. You know, the gold market is still very much manipulated. And
yes.
So it's the fundamentals certainly call for a rise in gold because the dollar is really weak and can only get weaker because this government is bent on depreciating the dollar through excessive spending, deficit spending. But, you know, all of the gold market is not transparent and public. There's an awful lot of private market going on, and so central banks, for example, when they want to depress the price of gold, can sell on the open market, which is a public transaction. They can buy back privately so that isn't reflected in the market. And so it's never very productive to try to look at world events based upon the price of gold, unless gold simply breaks out and overwhelms the manipulation that's going on behind the scene. And so it has to be a pretty big move for me to be impressed by gold. We have to look at other things to find the true state of the economy.
All right. Well, what's your take on what's going on in the world as a whole right now?
Well, the big story of this week is Terry Nichols' reveals that there were FBI connections to McVeigh. This has come out of a legal case in Utah, and both mainstream newspapers here in Utah covered the story, even though it's got tremendous conspiratorial implications.
Well, I've always suspected that. You know, there is a letter that McVeigh had written to his sister suggesting he was, working with a special forces unit involved in illegal activity. There's a book out, which had been totally suppressed by the media, Secrets Worth Dying For, written by a fellow who was in prison with him, suggesting he was tied into an underground government movement, and that he wasn't going to die. The reason he was so anxious to do away with his appeals is that's how he's going to get out of prison.
I don't know if it's true. Well, one of the things that was very suspicious to me, if McVeigh were penned by those people, but obviously they let him go down.
Right.
But in any case, you know, using the legal powers of discovery, an attorney here, Jesse Trentadue, in Utah, whose brother was killed in prison by the FBI, in kind of a roughing him up, torturing type thing, trying to get him, supposedly getting information. He was suspected of being involved in the Oklahoma City bombing, and so there's a wrongful death suit going on in Utah. And through the power of discovery, he got to Terry Nichols and got an affidavit from him. And apparently, you know, Terry Nichols is, just like McVeigh, the government has restricted people's access to them, and it was only through this legal procedure that he was able to get access to Timothy Nichols, co-conspirator with Tim McVeigh in the Oklahoma City bombing. And Nichols says that a high-ranking FBI official was directing McVeigh before and during the Oklahoma City bombing. That McVeigh, in a fit of anger, had revealed that to him. And that means a couple of things. First of all, it means that Timothy Nichols was probably being used and part of a plot with McVeigh and the FBI to bring in a legitimate right-wing person so that they could blame this bombing on the right-wing militia. And that's what I think Timothy Nichols provided. I think that's why they paid his way to go to the Philippines, where he got involved in Ramzi Youssef's cell there, plotting 9/11-type aircraft hits against buildings. And this ended up being a Ramzi Youssef, a government agent provocateur. He turns up to be involved in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. And, of course, there were FBI informants, and all through that plot, which leads you to wonder, well, how did they not stop that thing from going off if the FBI, in fact, we know that the informants were not only just there taking names, but they were directing and providing explosives for that 1993 attempt on that. So it was very interesting that Nichols revealed that McVeigh had even blurted out the name of the FBI agent, and it turns out to be none other than the notorious Larry Potts. Do you remember Larry Potts, Dr. Stan?
Oh, yeah. He was involved with, as I remember, Waco and Ruby Ridge and the whole thing.
That's exactly right. He apparently is on the dark side of the FBI. He's a provocateur. He was involved in every one of the instigation things where you try to make the right wing look bad. Started off with Ruby Ridge. He was the one who gave the orders to shoot, which resulted in the death of Randy Weaver's wife, Vicky. Government and military witnesses said he was present at the siege of the Branch Davidians in Waco, Texas, that resulted in the burning death of 81 Branch Davidian men, women, and children. Potts was forced out of the FBI as a scapegoat, taking the blame for the order, of giving the order. But he obviously wasn't doing that on his own volition. I think this was a planned provocation to try to blacken the name of the right-wing militias that was the government set out to do. But as typical, dark side agents never retire. They have a process called sheep dipping, where the government finds them some type of covering employment while they still keep working for the covert side of whatever agency needs them. This is truly a secret club. Utah has experience with this. Our own Senator Bennett used to run J.R. Mullins and Associates. This was a CIA's PR organization.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen as we begin to explore what's going on right now.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and you know, it's so characteristic of the planned episodes. There are always multiple explanations. Certainly, the idea that Terry Nichols somehow was tied up with the Islamic radicals in the Philippines, or the fact that what really happened at Oklahoma City had to do with the right wing militia, or it had to do with Elohim City. And, of course, the Christian Identity Network that was there. Or they create all these side issues intentionally and purposely to confuse us, so that when people begin looking, trying to figure out what really happened at Oklahoma City, we never see the real issue, and that is that the government wanted this. They wanted, of course, to get through all sorts of terrorist legislation, very similar to the Patriot Act we got through after 9/11, this whole thing had to be manipulated. And if you've ever read the book that supposedly Timothy McVeigh wrote, where he told these reporters about how he had this truck laden with explosives, and he's driving through the city of Oklahoma towards the Moore Building, and there's a fuse, a five-minute fuse. So he lights it 5 minutes ahead of time, and when he's a block or two away, he lights a one-minute fuse, and then he drives up and parks a truck in front of the building and walks away. Now, if anybody can honestly believe that, they've got to be terribly, terribly naive. I mean, why would you have a five-minute fuse with all the sophisticated means we have of setting off bombs today? Obviously, this was to mislead and confuse people. Everything was designed to get you to believe that Timothy McVeigh was acted alone, or perhaps in concert with Terry Nichols, and cover up his association with government agencies.
Very good point, Dr. Stan. Nichols said that McVeigh had to have help building the bomb, because this is very interesting. He said that he and McVeigh built a bomb the day before, but he said it was smaller than what was used and did not even resemble the one that ultimately was used. Nichols says that the bomb that was finally used on the day of the bomb was something that was pre-delivered to he and McVeigh, and it displayed a level of expertise and sophistication that neither man had. So that means that the final bomb was pre-built by covert agents and delivered intact in a separate Ryder truck to McVeigh. There were two Ryder trucks, apparently, were at this government team's disposal. And I believe the extra truck was photographed at a nearby military secure yard in Oklahoma in April 1995, just before the bombing. A Ryder truck identical to the one used in the bombing was filmed by a pilot during an overflight of an area near Camp Gruber Braggs in Oklahoma. This is a covert base in Oklahoma, and sure enough, there was a Ryder truck just right before, and it wasn't there after the bombing.
I wonder why Terry Nichols has never brought this out before. I mean, was he afraid for his life? Wasn't he allowed to? Or, I mean, why wasn't this brought out of the trial? What a wonderful time to have exposed this whole thing.
You know, I'm not sure, except for the fact that the attorneys for McVeigh were government people as well, who were making sure that they advised these people not to. Both McVeigh and Nichols had government-provided attorneys and high-profile attorneys, and they seem to have sabotaged that defense. I don't know what went on here, but I think Nichols realizes that he's been set up.
Sure.
You know, one of the things that's indicative of that is Nichols said in this affidavit that McVeigh threatened him and his family to force him to rob Roger Moore, an Arkansas gun dealer, of weapons and explosives. Nichols later learned that the robbery was staged so that Moore, who was an FBI you know, covert agent could deny any knowledge of the bombing plot. But that's how they end up getting many of the items that they were going to use, is through other agent provocateurs hired by the FBI. And then they set up this phony robbery in order to exculpate Moore so that he had plausible deniability. This is very typical, you know, of common covert tactics to shift blame away from those that are involved that have government connections. So all of the actual scenarios have one thing in common, whether it's Elohim City trying to put blame on the, you know, Christian right militia, and or the Philippines trying to put blame on Muslim connections. All of them have one thing in common, that is the presence of what the FBI calls informants, but they're more than informants because they're taking an active role in promoting the plot, providing the explosives and the weapons. It means that the government, through these so-called informants, in fact have engaged agent provocateurs, and in every case they have attempted to conceal the identity of these people from the grand juries investigating and secure them from being interviewed and spirit them out of the country and otherwise trying to conceal their identities. So this all speaks volumes about government involvement in this, rather than simply having agents in there taking names, and if they were there, they could have stopped every one of these things from going forward.
Well, you know, it's fascinating. Janet Reno, about that time, or shortly before, had put out a directive about terrorism, and she specifically mentioned the Christian Identity Movement. Now,
yes,
one of the major centers of Christian Identity was Elohim City, and the man who was in charge of it was a man named Reverend Millar. And when I actually interviewed Carol Houts, attorney,
yes,
she was a girl who had infiltrated,
right,
Elohim City, he told me he'd actually, with under oath, Reverend Millar, who headed this terrible, wicked terrorist movement, admitted he was an FBI informant.
Yeah. Well, the same thing happens all the way through, you know, the movement up in Idaho that was so much of a focus. Every one of these organizations has been infiltrated, and you know, there's just no reason to be putting Nazi flags up in here except at the instigation of FBI agent provocateurs that,
sure,
get in there and try to get people to, you know, take on this Nazi mantra. It's also not surprising, Dr. Stan, that the Orlando Sentinel this week came out with an exclusive report and said that an FBI informant had organized the recent neo-Nazi march through the streets of Paramore, Florida. This rally stirred up anxiety in Orlando's black community and fears of racial unrest that triggered a major police mobilization. This revelation came out Wednesday in an unrelated federal court hearing and has prompted outrage from black leaders, some of whom demand an investigation into whether this February 2006 march was itself a staged event by law enforcement agencies in order to provoke conflict.
It's,
but once again,
they do it all the time. I mean, they created much of the Nazi movement here in the United States, and George Lincoln Rockwell, that whole thing, you know, 40 years ago, 35 years ago, was all government instigated. People can't understand. You create an opposition, and then you mobilize the people against it.
Well, it's just like if you've ever seen anything recently done by the KKK and Ku Klux Klan and some of their resurgence in the South, they're all Northerners. Not one of them, speaking to the cameras, has a Southern accent.
Sure.
You know, these are agent provocateurs that are resurrecting the KKK, and there just isn't any sympathy for that, even in the South anymore. I'm sure there are some, you know, people that they can talk, lowlives that they can talk into joining that, but it's not the same society. It has to be provoked now.
Right.
This is even happening overseas. I'm covering in this week's World Affairs Brief that the Germans, conveniently, according to Der Spiegel, one of the top news giants there in Germany, said the German intelligence agency, quote, misplaced the files of the documents related to the case of the German-born Turkish citizen Murat Kurznas that was tortured by the CIA. And his files suddenly disappeared as the Germans moved their headquarters to another location. Well, the course, they claim that these were lost, but how likely is it that they would lose the file on such a high-profile case that was just about ready to go to court? What's the likelihood that, you know, that the U.S. put pressure on the Germans, who, by the way, knew about the torture rendition flights all along, put pressure on the Germans to lose the files in the move? You know, who can prove otherwise when they claim that they've been lost? But this is very, very suspicious. That you would lose such a high-profile file that was so essential towards, you know, proving that he was innocent.
Oh, Jesse Trenton, who had this problem when he was trying to get the other records surrounding his brother's torture death in the prison there in Oklahoma, and the FBI went before the judge and said, "Gee, we don't have any of these files." And of course, what the FBI didn't know is that the Trentadue actually had copies of the files they were denying ever existed. And when he showed them to the judge demanded, told the FBI agent, said, "You know, you get those files, you're lying to me." And so they very sheepishly then produced the files. And what's frightening to me, Joel, is that government agents, FBI agents, repeatedly lie, and nothing is ever done to them. They lie under oath. And if government agents lie about that, what else will the government lie about?
Well, that's exactly right. And part of it is because the judges and the judicial system is in collusion with this conspiracy. You know, many judges have held various government agencies in contempt of court, most frequently the CIA and FBI, for refusing to respond to an FOIA request of evidence of government wrongdoing. And yet, it just as you pointed out in this case, or in the case of many times in the Washington, D.C., where Judicial Watch was suing for records from the FBI and they were stonewalling, you know, the judge holds the government in contempt but never actually jails anyone when they refuse or just thumb their nose at them. This happened, of course, just recently when Immigration and Customs Enforcement Chief Julie Myers thumbed her nose at the U.S. District Court order when the court told them, this was after the greedy Colorado meatpacking plant raid where they captured all those illegal aliens with improper documents. The judge, John Cain, signed an order after the raid that prohibited the federal agents from sending the detainees in the raid out of state. Well, Julie Myers did so anyway, ignored the judge's orders. After the judge complained a second time, eventually they brought them back into state. But this was a clear case of violating the law, and she should have done jail time over that.
Right.
That would send a chilling message throughout federal agencies. But virtually, I have not seen in the past 20 years any government agents put in prison by a judge for contempt of court. And yet, if you and I are in contempt of court, or like these reporters who refuse to reveal their sources, they did jail time.
Sure. Well, you can't have a two-tiered justice system. A justice is blind, at least it used to be.
That's right. Well, this is clearly a double standard. And, you know, and the media has to be complicit in these things, too. They simply know that they can report some of these things once, but if they don't make a drumbeat of it, the American people will not get upset. We will not get off, you know, our comfort zone. So this is a very significant thing. Anyway, I've showcased several of these things in this week's World Affairs Brief, because this is very real. As more time goes on, all of these cover-ups, additional information comes up. And I'm happy to, and Terry Nichols apparently wants some closure on this for all the victims, and pointing out, I think he knows a lot more, and yet he's got very limited access to people in prison. It only took a court order to get this affidavit out of him.
And I think it's so interesting that Dana Rohrabacher, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, had wanted to go back and visit Terry Nichols, and the Department of Prisons refused to allow even a congressman to get to him. So I think we're indebted to Jesse Trenadue, who he's an ex-Marine and a lawyer, and he knows his way around, and for having the courage to stick with this. He told me personally that the FBI on two occasions had tried to have him indicted and take away his law license and throw him in prison. Why? Why? Because he's trying to get to the truth. And these
That's
people
right.
will stop at nothing.
Absolutely true. Well, moving on to politics, I wanted to cover in this week's brief the undermining of the candidacy of Ron Paul. obviously the powers that be are concerned about Ron Paul. They know that here you have someone who's really capable of telling the truth, of exposing what this nation is doing.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen right here at the American Freedom Effort.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful, well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, can a vet use a benefit more than once?
Yes. If a veteran had a house with a VA loan and sold it, he can qualify for a new VA loan.
So veterans learn more about your benefits and call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans, utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, I'm just standing back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. And before we go on, Joel, would you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the World Affairs Brief and perhaps even get a free copy?
Yeah, certainly. The World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service by subscription, and I have subscribers all over the world that want an understanding of what's going on behind the scenes in the news, and I particularly concentrate in my analysis on what the press omits. As you know, and many of your listeners probably know, the press doesn't really distort the news through direct lying to the public, but almost always through careful omissions of such things as we're talking about today. And it's the omissions of truth that radically would change, or it's the inclusion of truth, if they were to tell these stories and tell them more than once, that people would drastically change their opinion of government and our level of patriotism and other things, and the trust that people have in government. Frankly, we have a government of liars, and I try to concentrate on what government is up to, what they're... I have a general theory that I cover on my site, worldaffairsbrief.com. You can it's showcased in a piece on there called Strategic Threats of the Coming Decade. and this is a very important document to for everyone to read. There's a lot of free material on the website, including a lot of archived material on government cover-ups and problems that I've investigated over the years. I also showcase on the left-hand side of my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, several books that I have on how to prepare against what I think is the ultimate demise here of our country at the hands of these globalists that we're talking about. People can get a sample copy of the current World Affairs Brief if they email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And it says that right on the synopsis of the current brief if you just go to worldaffairsbrief.com.
Very good. All right, fine. Well, I recommend it. I read it, the daily and web entries, and of course we read the weekly report as well. I get it. It'll really help you to understand what's going on. So what's the next item, or is there something else you
want
to cover?
We're talking about the undermining of the candidacy of Ron Paul.
Right.
You know, Ron Paul is a very small candidate in the overall scheme of things. The major candidates for the Republicans, anyway, are Rudolph Giuliani, John McCain, and Mitt Romney, former governor of Massachusetts. But obviously the establishment, you know, is justified perhaps in not covering him as a major candidate. But when they take time out on the back page of Newsweek magazine, which is a major editorial piece always, to knock his candidacy, then you know that they're worried about him. And why would they be worried about just a lone congressman in Texas? They're worried because Ron Paul has grown into such stature that he alone is capable, among all the independents and true conservatives in this nation, and libertarians included, because he has been a past candidate for the Libertarian Party, he alone is capable of uniting all of those independent voices and literally skewing the election. He's got the power to take down either candidate because he can pull away so many people. He can play the spoiler role, even though we don't have enough of a majority for him to win. That's why they're going all out to make him appear to be irrelevant. First tactic was to the deliberate omission of Ron Paul from the showcasing of all of, quote, all Republican candidates that they did on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer a couple of weeks ago. I was watching that show, and they went through about eight or nine. You know, there's a lot more even than just the big three. But they did not, you know, include a sitting congressman. He's not only a sitting congressman, but he's been elected nine terms to Congress. He ran unopposed in 2004, and he won by a whopping 20% margin in 2006. I mean, this is a very popular congressman, and the Republican establishment is his major enemy. They're the ones who field even former Democrats to run against and try to defeat Ron Paul. And they haven't been able to do it. He gets more popular. His constituency realizes this is a gem that we have. His reputation for honesty is so unimpeachable that his constituents revere him almost unconditionally. And conservatives who honor his stand for constitutional limitations on government esteem him even more. Now comes this week's special Newsweek edition featuring, you know, the three top contenders. They take a great deal of time analyzing and trying to undercut Mitt Romney. He's not an insider, though he, like many of the Mormon politicians, like Orrin Hatch and others, they come from this persecuted background religiously within the United States, and they have an excessive zeal to try to gain the acceptance of the establishment. And so this makes them particularly vulnerable to going along with the establishment, even though they aren't conspirators or insiders. Now, Rudolph Giuliani is part of the government conspiracy, helped cover up 9/11. He knows about the government involvement in 9/11, didn't say anything, and was responsible for many of the deaths. He was warned to get out of the buildings. He did not warn others. So I hold Giuliani very much responsible. When Time magazine made him Man of the Year after that, I knew they were setting up for a run at the presidency. John McCain is just as much an establishment man, very corrupt. Both of these people have multiple wives. In fact, the article and several newspapers have quipped of all the major candidates in the Republican nomination for presidency. It's ironic that only the Mormon, you know, which Mormons had this background in the long time ago of multiple wives, it says only Mitt Romney has been true to his wife for the so many 30-odd years of their marriage. They thought all that was very, very telling. But Mitt Romney has flip-flopped on many issues. In order to get elected as governor of Massachusetts, he took some very liberal social positions, including pro-gay rights and softening a position on abortion and becoming pro-choice and speaking many things. And now he's had reverse course of flip-flop to impress the conservative right. And while he is far more conservative than Rudolph Giuliani or John McCain, who were absolute co-conspirators with the government, I still don't trust Mitt Romney because, he just wants too badly to maneuver to please the establishment to get elected. And he could be very manipulated, just like Ronald Reagan was, because of, similar circumstances. A non-player who gets into a position and yet is controlled and the establishment gets to do their will. Now, Ron Paul will not do that. And so they took a pot shot at Ron Paul through the penmanship of George Will, who's a pseudo-conservative. He's actually a neo-conservative, probably part of the establishment hatchet job people. George Will couldn't very well get caught saying anything obviously negative about Paul, lest he look bad himself. So sterling is his reputation. So Will concentrated on disparaging Paul as, quote, an anachronism. A throwback to the days when people actually believed, ha, 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 that in limited government. You know, talking about limited government as if that's some kind of pejorative. Now, this is a supposed Republican conservative talking and laughing about limited government.
He called him an eccentric. I thought that was the Ron Paul is an eccentric who believes these things. Well, I believe them, and I think Joel does as well. And I hope you out the audience will be right back here. Joel Kelly.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Back here for the final session of our our morning with Joel Skousen. Joel, pick up the ball and run with it.
Well, we're talking about George Will's subtle cut, not-so-subtle cut sometimes, of Ron Paul trying to undermine his candidacy. His most significant evidence that the federal government is the government of strictly enumerated powers. Now, this would be laughable if it were not so evil. Will openly brags about the ample and, quote, practical powers of the federal government today and can't imagine how it could operate otherwise. But that's not really the point. Will is making the claim that Paul is somehow demanding something without any scholarly justification. I mean, what does he mean by the claim that there's little evidence for strictly enumerated powers? It doesn't take evidence at all. It's literally part of the Constitution. According to the U.S. Senate website, Article 1, Section 8 is the enumerated powers section. And the Tenth Amendment clearly states the enumerated powers doctrine when it says the powers not delegated, meaning enumerated, to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the people respectively. Or
you
the
know,
states respectively,
very,
or the people.
I think it's a very important article. In fact, I just found it here on the in the latest issue of Newsweek. Because George Will is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and these people hate the Constitution. Why? Because it prevents them from having the authoritarian, elitist government that they want. They believe that they are aristocrats, they have the right to rule, and most people should be ruled. And the Constitution is a barrier to their establishment of a fascist society that they really want to have. And George Will is one of their mouthpieces. As a longtime member of the Council on Foreign Relations, he's always feigned being conservative, but of course he hates us common people.
Well, you know, it's clear that the powers that be know there's a growing dissatisfaction among the conservative base in the Republican Party, and that Ron Paul is hands down the most popular and trusted elected official. Conservatives, libertarians, and some independents look for him to leadership. So he's a threat because he will sound a clarion call that none of the other pseudo-Bush opposition can match. And the establishment does not want that message to get out. Yes, the powers that be have control of the executive branch and effective control of the media, Congress, and the judiciary. But these powerful insiders still have to work hard at manipulating the people into supporting the wide variety of controllable official candidates. They will drum hard the message to conservatives that a vote for Ron Paul will throw the election to the Democrats, i.e. Hillary. Horror of horrors, they'll say. We can't have Hillary get elected, so we can't throw away a vote by voting for Ron Paul. That's what they'll play up as this thing goes down. As if we would be any better or worse off with a Democrat in office than with George Bush. But they can manipulate about 10 to 20% of the votes either way to determine who wins. But they risk discovery, that is the powers that be, the sophisticated voter computing manipulation process they have, if they manipulate more than 15 to 20% of the vote, because you have these exit polling. And if it becomes too obvious that the official results are very much askew from the exit polls, then people begin to suspect. And fortunately, we have the far left in the United States who is willing to get out there and protest and be vocal. They are allies with those of us on the constitutional right now because they are so distrustful of government. And government has played lip service to these leftists, but they've realized that they aren't being included even among the Democrats. They're being given lip service, and so they're allying themselves with libertarians and constitutional conservatives to try to work against what they perceive, and is correctly, a government conspiracy. Though the left uniformly thinks it's one of greedy capitalism, and that's the whole purpose. They see the combination between Bush and corporate mercantilism, and they view that as merely a manifestation of evil capitalism. But we know that this is not true capitalism, that globalists are socialists of a different variety than your far leftists. They want this mixed third-way Fabian socialism, whereby you let people think that they are free and that they have free market capitalism and it's regulated and controlled so that they can milk the vote for all of its worth. So meanwhile, there's hardly a ripple in the press that Hillary Clinton traded her endorsement or the endorsement of South Carolina's Democratic Senator Darrell Jackson for her campaign in exchange for giving his media, Jackson's media consulting firm, a lucrative $10,000 per month contract. And that's politics as usual, Dr. Stan, something that Ron Paul would not tolerate and never will tolerate. And the establishment simply can't allow him to win.
That's why they call him an eccentric, you know, a sort of a throwback to bygone days, because he's a man of principle. That's the sort of man I would want to vote for.
That's right.
It's going to be very interesting to see how his candidacy develops and all the techniques that the media will use to try to destroy him. And even more important is, how will the American people respond? Do they still have enough principles to stand with a man of principle?
Well, that's a real question. You know, it is also a matter of financing. You know, these campaign finance laws disallow the small person to exercise his rights. And more power goes to the major corporate contributors. And if you notice that almost everybody who gets reelected to Congress now has the vast majority of their contributions coming from major corporate contributors who they don't even know from Adam. These people are, you know, controlled by the powers that be, and they give to both Republicans and Democrats who are controllable and who are on their side, who will not do, quote, eccentric or anachronistic things. And so Ron Paul will have to generate funds only from the little guys for him to have enough power to advertise his message. And even though I'm rather apathetic about, you know, the power of winning in politics, I believe this is a great cause and that we ought to encourage everyone to give whatever they can afford to his candidacy to make sure that he has a voice, because Ron Paul will be able to convert many more hundreds of thousands of people to the correct cause and help. And I believe part of our mission in these last days, Dr. Stan, is to get the remnant energized. And even if we cannot win or overturn our government, God will hold us responsible if we do not attempt to convert as many as we can.
Amen. God bless. Thanks so much. Talk to you again next week.
My pleasure, Dr. Lavard.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I think that that Joel Skousen said it better than anything I could have said. We are not called upon to win. We are called to do our best and to bring as many people as we can to an understanding of what's going on. And so I hope that you will be involved. There's a great deal we can do. behind everything going on is a spiritual battle, a battle against powerful, truly satanic forces intent upon using the military and financial power of the United States to dominate the world and bring everyone into this one-world dictatorship under the coming world ruler. Well, what can you do? Well, you need weapons. So let me mention that about a year, year and a half ago, we made an offer to raise funds so we could make up 1,000 copies of my DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and actually most of them are gone now. And so we're going to make that offer once again. If you'd like to get 25 DVDs, nicely packaged, of my Brotherhood of Darkness DVD, which is a great weapon to begin to introduce people to what's going on, we're making the offer. You can get 25 of them for $99. And, of course, you'll get them when we get them made up, but you'll actually pay a couple of dollars for shipping. But if you'd like to get 25 copies of my DVD, which is an excellent introduction to what this is all about, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and that's 1-800-544-8927. I think this is one of the best weapons we have. Of course, my book, if you haven't read it, why, I certainly will be glad to. In fact, if you go ahead and get the $99 offer, why, we'll throw in a copy of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, as well. If you specifically ask for a free copy, why, we'll put it in there if you haven't already got one. So give us a call if you'd like to help. And we need about 15 people. We'll get 1,000 or more made up, and we'll get them out across America. Then, of course, we have got a great new 4-tape set on iodine. And people say, iodine? Well, most people don't understand that they've taken the iodine that used to be in our bread. They've taken it out. They put in bromide, which is a terribly toxic substance. They've taken the iodine out of milk. And they've taken it out of about half of the salt. It used to be that all the salt was iodized. They took it out. Now, why would they do something like that? Why, they've added fluoride to our drinking water. And fluoride, a deadly poison, competes with the iodine for our thyroid function. How many people do you know who are taking thyroid? Because, oh my goodness, their thyroid just isn't functioning. Well, we've put together a great 4-tape set on iodine. I think you will be amazed when you hear the experts, people I have a great deal of confidence in and trust in, talking about the fact that most people are iodine deficient. So many women have fibrocystic disease of their breast, and of course it can be relieved with adequate iodine. And of course, fibrocystic disease is precedes cancer of the breast in women in many cases. Certainly in Japan, they eat 100 times more iodine every day than we do here in the United States, and they live a lot longer and much lower levels of cancer and other similar diseases. I wonder why. Could it be that somebody wants us to be ill? Well, let me suggest you want to get our latest newsletter, our January newsletter, where we include the Fitzgerald Report, which was put in the Congressional Record in August of 1953, talking about suppression of treatments for cancer. Cindy, my number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Consider getting this great new 4-tape set on iodine. It'll change the way you feel about it. Bye-bye.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.